This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A significant boom in ridership in New Jersey, plus a funding crisis for modernization of New Jersey transportation facilities, is the backdrop to a fatal train accident that took place during the morning rush hour at the Hoboken station, which was built back in 1907. More than 100 people are reported to be injured as a train crashed into the platform.
The people in front of me were badly injured, and then we just heard people screaming in the first car that they were trapped. They couldn't get out.
Passenger Jamie Weatherhead Sal speaking to reporters this morning.
It was super packed. This was a shorter train, but it's been standard for a couple weeks now where there's been shorter trains, so there've been more people in the cars. But for the most part, it was a typical commute.
Theories from anxious riders about the possible consequences of a chaotic situation in Hoboken, which boards more than 15,000 people each weekday.
I was in the back of the second car. And I realized as we were going through the station, it felt like it was going too fast. And I actually braced myself, and we just crashed, and the cars felt like they were crumpling into each other, and I've hurt my arm and my back.
From numerous photos posted on social media, it appears the train did not stop at the barrier and just smashed through the so-called Lackawanna station, named for a railroad line that went bankrupt back in the 1970s. The crash happened around 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, peak morning commute. Stephen Nesson is a reporter for WNYC News. He's on the scene and joins us. Stephen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
What are things as far as cleanup and the rescue of commuters? What's the situation right now?
Well, it appears that everyone that was in the station is out, but I certainly can't confirm that for sure. There are a lot of emergency personnel on the scene, lots of police trucks, fire trucks. The tape that you played earlier, that was several hours before, and those folks were boarded onto buses, city buses. You know, they had walking injuries, so they couldn't make their way to these buses, and they were sent to nearby hospitals. They had sort of like luggage tags on them identifying which hospital they were going to, and had their names on it as well.
This is a very famous old facility in Hoboken, but it's kind of a old facility grafted onto a more modern facility, which can accommodate commuters. Give us a sense of what it looks like, how that old meets new.
Sure. Well, this train that crashed was on the Passaic line of NJ Transit. It was pulling into this sort of outdoor concourse, and you know, as you were reporting, the train just appeared to not stop at all and just go right through the sort of, you know, the barrier they have there into a little bit of the waiting area. And there are images that we've seen online of the waiting area just sort of crumbling in, crashing down. And presumably there were a lot of people there because this is where the PATH train is also picked up. So a lot of folks in New Jersey take the train here and then they go underground. And that sort of underground entrance was right where the train crashed. So, you know, 8:45 a.m. morning commute, hundreds of people could have been there. And it sounds like from what I heard from people who were in there that a lot of the injured were, in fact, people who were waiting on this platform. Like you said, it's an older station. They've got like a flower stand, a newspaper stand, a little coffee cart there. But most people, you know, are coming off the trains and funneling into this PATH train, which goes into Manhattan. Like you said, this is a very old station. For a while, people would just come here and take the ferry across, but then they built the underground tunnels, of course, into Manhattan. So a lot of people use this station.
And what you're describing here is a traffic flow that relates to the fact that these lines are not unified. It's a patchwork of tunnels, and so commuters really need to get out of trains and then get on other trains. So there are a lot of people at any given moment walking from place to place.
Absolutely. And a lot of folks from all over New Jersey sort of funnel in here. This train, you know, will go to Lower Manhattan, which, you know, is a hub and it's been booming in the last couple of years. So a lot of people choose to live here because of the nice, quick commute into the city. I mean, on a good day, you can make it in 5 minutes from here.
A train crash is a train crash, and initial reports suggest some sort of operator accident. But again, it's too early to speculate. What's the backdrop of the politics in New Jersey related to upgrading of transportation infrastructure, everything from roads to rails at this point?
Well, at one point there was suggested there would be an ARC tunnel, this massive new tunnel with four different lanes for trains and pedestrians and cars. And Governor Chris Christie squashed that idea. So at this point, it doesn't appear that there are any plans in the works right now to upgrade the underground commute, I guess, for New Jersey residents into Manhattan.
What is the shutdown at this particular point? At the very beginning of the accident, everything was shut down in that area. What's the state of play right now?
Well, certainly this station is out of commission. There are no trains coming in or going out of the station. But there are other stations. New Jersey City has a station that is up and running, I believe. And there are buses as well that folks are using, cross-honored, as they say, to get into the city.
And obviously, because law enforcement was on the scene immediately, there is an investigation going on. But how many levels is that investigation likely to have? Will the National Transportation Safety Board eventually be involved?
I believe they are looking into it already, yes.
All right. And finally, how many people were taken to hospitals? Do we know at this point? It's 100 injured is what I have. But how many people were actually transported to hospitals?
That's right. The latest update we've received is that over 100 were taken to the hospital. Some of the injuries were critical. We have confirmed from the Associated Press, who spoke with a local city official, that at least one person has died. We're still trying to there are other news reports of fatalities, but we're still working to confirm those right now. There'll be an update very soon.
Finally, Stephen, before we go, can you remind us of a encounter you had with a commuter that particularly underscores the terror of the moment of the crash?
Oh, absolutely. A woman coming out just shaking. Her shoulder is injured. Her leg is injured. And she said, you know, the first thing she thought was terrorism. Then she thought, oh, no, it's not. But either way, you know, people were shaking with fear. This is, you know, being jolted out of your commute suddenly. You know, you're in a daze on your way to work, and then, bam, everything changes, and her whole day was, you know, thrown into disarray. She just wanted to make sure that she could contact her family and let them know that she was okay.
Stephen Netzen, reporter for our partner, WNYC. Stephen, great stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.